This is War Bucket Audio, back with another show. That's gonna be fucking great. Sorry about that. I've always just wanted a big, flashy intro with lots of loud screaming. And I figured that'd be a good time to do it. Thanks. New Linkin Park CD. Right here. Hello, and welcome back to another exciting episode, show, take, call it what you will, of War Bucket Audio. The show that'll bring you anything of interest to whether it be Warcraft, gaming, general news, movie, music, and all the other fun stuff you could think of. My bitching also, I like that. And I would also like to go ahead and thank all those kind folk who were generous enough to send me an email or leave me a post on the forums, whether I sucked or not. All your criticisms and ideas will also be taken to heart, so hopefully it turns to a halfway decent show. Now, if we're all really, really lucky, I'm actually going to try to incorporate Dr. Lego into the show to handle the Warcraft news. Anyone who knows me, of course, knows that I really don't play Warcraft really that much, so I think he'd be a lot better at it than I would. And actually, I had a lot of people request him, so at your people's request, I'm going to try to get him in on this. And on a final note for myself, to all those nice people who were kind enough to leave useless critiques and were nice and harsh to me in my lovely voice, you can suck the anus. Now, normally I would go ahead and take this time to talk about Warcraft things or game things or whatever, but in attempts to add a little variety to this, I found this. Someone in the War Bucket channel posted this to me, a little news clip. Now, obviously, the big thing nowadays is, and brought up in conversation, is war. Who's for war? Who's not for war? I love war. I hate war. Screw you. Die. But this one man decided to stand up for what he believed in. So at this anti-war rally that they got going at some college over in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, he decided to stand up for who he believed in, and I thank him for this. So who does he side with? None other than Kevin McNick. Man who's been in jail for 5 years for computer crimes. You know, this man, he's not worried about the Iraqis or the Americans. He's worried about Kevin McNick. He wants to know what's going on with Kevin McNick. And you know what? What the hell is going on with Kevin McNick? You selfish bastards so worried about Americans and Iraqis, you know. What about Kevin McNick? No one gives a shit about him, and I'm getting fed up with it. Kevin McNick. No one even knows who Kevin McNick is. That just sounds weird. Kevin McNick. Yeah, no one really gives a shit about him. I was just fucking with you people. Well, that guy does, but us mainstreamers, we don't give a shit about Kevin McNick.
It's Gaming News, featuring Godzilla.
I don't care what anyone says, everybody likes Godzilla. There's nobody that does not like Godzilla. He is the shit. So, straight on to Gaming News. Won't waste any time with my silly Godzilla rants. I went ahead and gave the Devastation multiplayer demo a shot. Now, this is a game from A-Rush Entertainment featuring the Unreal 2 engine. And the box actually is really cool because it portrays what Eminem would actually look like if you put him in urban combat. However, brewing all that amazingness together, unfortunately, does not make a good multiplayer game. Now, I realize that, yes, it is a demo, and, you know, it's not the full complete thing, even though the demo was released a whopping 5 days before the final is due. I mean, you just start out with your little pistol, and that's what you usually end up getting killed with, or killing anybody else with, is a little pistol, because different types of weapons are kind of scarce, you know? So you just end up getting whacked in the face with a little pistol. Now, I realize you guys are going to make your own decisions about this, but I'm here to help you. So what I'm going to do is actually, for the first time, I think, is give an actual simulation of playing the Devastation multiplayer demo. This is right, Warbucket Audio, bringing you live simulation, well, not really live, a simulation of how it is to play the Devastation multiplayer demo. Alright, so here we go. Ooh, I got a pistol! Die! Pop, 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 pop. Up, reload. Pop, 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 pop. Ugh, I'm dead. Ooh, I got a pistol! Die! Pop, 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 pop. Ooh, another weapon. Shit, I'm dead. And that, my wonderful listeners, is how the Devastation multiplayer demo plays. GameSpot has done an update on the Splinter Cell meets Tenchu meets Tomb Raider meets Max Payne meets Metal Gear Solid. Let's make it console only, give everyone PC the finger. Game from Blizzard known as StarCraft Ghost. They mentioned a few cool things in there, notably how you could ride around in a Vulture and Goliath, which I think is pretty cool. I always wanted to stomp around in a Goliath, but I seriously doubt they'll let you get that cool voice that the guy had in StarCraft. The Goliath Online! Yeah, I doubt they'll let you do that, but it'll still be cool. Also, on avault.com, there's an interesting little Q&A done on the new Tomb Raider game, Angel of Darkness. Personally, myself, I'm getting rather tired of all these games, but these guys seem to be really uber-excited about some stupid girl hopping around again. It really looks like all the same shit all over again, feeding the ever-growing zit farm known as the male-dominated gaming community, featuring all the polygon boobs the male virgin can handle. As for me, I got tired of these games a really long time ago. I don't think they're ever gonna go away. They'll just keep pumping these shit-ass titles out as long as those fuckers and alt.binaries.sex.animal fuckers keep sucking them up. Yeah, you guys liked that little bad thing, didn't you? I put far too much effort into looking for that. Selecting through thousands to get you guys the best little lamb I could find. But I'm still not happy with the guys. So I'm going to request a moment of seriousness, but I'm sorry, the Beastie Boys are going to have to go. Okay, now they're going to have to go. Now, I like playing games as much as the next Korean who dies from playing too much games, but I'm a little tired of the stereotype that follows it, and you people aren't helping me out. Yes, I'm talking to you. All the people who flip out whenever a girl's in a game. All those bastards who made Nude Raider and whatnot. Not to mention the lovely little cave dwellers who made the nude patch for the Dead or Alive volleyball game. Seriously, it's just a game. If I want to see boobs, poon, and all the other fun little things that come on a girl, I'd go rent a porno. Not sit there and look at some polygon, vector-shaded, light, animated, crappy boob. I just said, come on a girl. That's kind of... No, this is what I'm talking about. We have to stop this flip out, because, oh my god, I just said, come on a girl, flip out, woo! Now, this part may be able to stay, because we could all slobber over a vector boob in the privacy of our own home. But what really, really needs to go, and all you little forum trolls know what I'm talking about, whenever a girl pops up on the forum with 7,000 men, and one little girl pops up there, and she has the name, like, too hot for you or too cute for you, and everybody on this forum just flips out. Post some pixors, like it makes a difference. And then you get the fags who are saying, ASL, ASL, or the other guy who starts defending them when someone says, hey, I want to lick your toes. I mean, you guys aren't helping the male image of a gamer. And you girls who are definitely feeding this fire, I'm on to you. I know that's not you in that picture, or else your ass would not be on some lame-ass gamer forum, okay? You're not fooling anybody. And on top of that, you are definitely not helping out the situation. Now, some of you people may be wondering, did Tant just shoot himself in the foot and insult his whole audience? That being, my audience is 100% males. No, I would never do that. So, in a kind offering to you great listeners, I am offering you a website to bring you nothing but happiness and glee. That is none other than www.womengamers.com. Yes, that is correct. You can take all your happiness of towards a girl who plays games to a website totally dedicated to girls who do nothing but play the games. Final note for gaming news here. Well, since no one actually asked me to plug them for anything, and this being the first one, Cecil was kind enough to pop up on IRC and ask me to plug an interview that someone did on him. Apparently, according to the title at ultragaming.com, in the interview section, he's the world-famous Cecil. Not too sure who he is or what it was, but he asked me to plug it, so I figured I'd be a nice guy. So go read an interview that Scott did on him. Him being Cecil, the world-famous Cecil, Cecil Amazing, interview over at ultragaming.com. Alright, news update. I now know who Cecil is. He does commentary for Warcraft games that he decides to play. Actually, I almost mixed him up with another guy who does the audio commentaries on WarcraftReplays.com. I mixed him up with Pisces. Now, if he was Pisces or Pickies or whatever his name is, I would have really laughed because that kid has, like, his voice is like his balls are in a vice. They're like, eee! So, yeah. So that's him. So check him out. Alright, well, now I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this show. I will go ahead and apologize now. Unfortunately, Dr. Lego has not been able to make the show. He will be hopefully appearing on the next show that you guys will also tune into, hopefully enjoy as well. Also, hope you guys enjoy this show. Please, if you have any problems, you hate me, you like me, let me know. TONT at warbucket.com. If you have any requests, let me know. Until next time, kids, talk to you later. I wish that I could understand the way you think. I wish that I could reach your heart.